You feeling a bit better after drinking your coffee, Rach?
No. I'm buggered, eh? I've not been able to sleep lately. I've been having real problems sleeping.
Really? How bad are we talking?
Like 4 or 5 hours sometimes is all I'm getting.
Does explain why you've been cranky.
Oh, shush. shush.
Have you been trying to do anything to fix it?
Oh, I tried listening to... I downloaded one of those apps where you listen to the different musics, but that's not really helping, like ocean sounds and, you know, rainforest sounds. It's not been helping.
No, I'm sorry I can't help you personally, because I'm just like that. I just fall asleep.
You just fall asleep at the drop
the pillow,
of a hat.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes mid-conversation with my girlfriend.
Oh, I'm very jealous of you. There's nothing worse than not getting a good night's sleep. Running on fumes at the moment.
I can't help. But 13, 12, 16, does anyone have any remedies for getting to sleep? Any solutions? Because
I would honestly appreciate it so much, anyone sharing sleep remedies with me on 13, 12, 16. I'm like day 3 of not having enough sleep.
For Rach's sake and for everyone in the office's sake, 13, 12, 16, what are your sleep remedy solutions? Emma from Uralee.
Melatonin, 100%. So... stumbled across this a few years ago. I've got a child that's got autism and ADHD, and he wasn't sleeping, and I was at my wit's end. It's a miracle, natural derivative, I guess you'd call it. I don't know what it is, but it's magic.
Right. And so where do you get it from?
So I go to Parkside, the chemist at Parkside Plaza down there near the Coles complex, and they actually make it up in a mixture there for me, and I give it to him on his tongue. It's like 3 mils. It's really like small amount.
Yeah.
Within an hour, he's like, I call him a drop bear.
Really?
So he will just go, I'm tired, and next minute, boom, he's asleep. It's awesome.
But is he waking up all good in the morning? It's not like knocking him out completely.
Wakes up fresh as a daisy every morning, ready to go all over again.
And it's all natural.
It's natural, yeah. I know actually a lot of adults that take it as well that have issues sleeping, and you can just get it over the counter as well.
Wow. So,
you know what? This does ring a bell. I remember dating a nurse who took this because of a shift work.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. It sounds illegal.
No, it's not. It sounds like I'm drugging my child.
Yeah.
it sounds bad, but I promise it's really not. It's been a miracle for us. It's magic stuff. And, yeah, it's natural. Something to do with your brain and... you might be lacking melatonin, which is a natural thing in your brain that helps you sleep.
There you go. All right. I'm down to Parkside Chemist I go. Thank you so much for calling and telling us about that.
No worries. Good luck with it, Ray.
Keep them coming. 13, 12, 16.
We've got Tia on the line. Tia, what's your remedy for sleeping?
Try lavender oil or lavender pillow mist from Dusk. Lavender forces your brain to relax.
Right, okay. Do you have trouble sleeping as well? Is this worked for you?
Yes, it does. I actually suffer from insomnia.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it really helps me to relax. So
is it just like in the air? Like, do you have it in a diffuser or are you putting it on your face or something?
I put it directly on my pillow.
Oh.
Yeah, the pillow mist you spread onto your pillow, and it takes about 5 minutes to dry because you can't have it wet when you touch it.
Mm.
But once it's on your pillow, it helps to relax your brain.
Right. So it's a mist, and you bought that from Dusk, did you say?
Yes, you can get two pillow mist for $35, $40.
There you go. All right, well, I might give that. I'm going to do it all. I'm just going to take the melatonin. I'm going to do is it melatonin? Is that
it's
what it's
melatonin.
Called? Melatonin. I'm going to get the lavender oil.
Yeah, and then you're not going to wake up and come to work tomorrow.
I'll be out to it.
Bradley from Mount Pleasant's called through. What's yours, mate?
Well, I started with like half a glass of red wine, just like a little bit.
Nice, right.
And then I go like a herb garden along like the sink window there.
Oh.
And you just breathe in a bit of thyme. Just,
are you serious? Is this a joke?
I don't know why. No.
Okay, so breathing in thyme and having a glass of red wine. It's wine time. Yeah. Get it? Wine time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was a good one. And how long have you been doing this for?
Maybe the last year. I think it was one night I was just like cleaning up around the kitchen and I had a little bit of wine and then I went over, sniffed the thyme and I was like, ooh. And then, yeah, landed Nod, here we come.
There you go. And, like, so it was just by accident that you discovered this. You weren't into, you know, those sleep sprays that have, like, lavender scent, and then you thought, oh, I'll try a different scent or something like that.
I tried, like, some oils and water and a spray, and then it got in my eyes because I put peppermint in it, so I avoided that. But this one's less threatening. And, yeah, it works.
And how soon before you go to sleep are you doing this little routine?
Oh, maybe, like, 15 minutes before I get into bed.
Okay.
And I'm ready to go.
Yeah, right. Every time you brush your teeth, after having a red wine that close to brushing your teeth, it must just be, like, red stuff coming out.
I don't know why I thought I've got gingivitis or something, but it's fine.
Sounds great.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I mean, I could definitely give half a glass of wine a go.
You might have to cut your wine intake.
I'll just need to get some time out the cupboard. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
That's all right.
Caitlin's called through, 13, 12, 16. We've got time for one more. What's your sleep remedy, Caitlin?
Cup of tea before bed.
Cup of tea? Just a normal black tea?
Just normal straight tea.
With milk or no milk?
No milk.
Yeah. And what is it about the tea? Do you think the tea's relaxing or just the process of sitting down and having a nice warm drink before bed is the way to go?
Just being able to sit down and have a nice warm drink.
Yeah. Do you end up, I know this is kind of gross, do you end up needing to pee a lot when you actually fall asleep, though? I feel like a cup of tea would send me to the loo a few times.
No, no problems at all.
Okay, maybe that's just me then. Thank you so much for your call. I'll definitely give that a go.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.